At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guys, quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. Today's topic is how to deal with multiple email inboxes. Listener Jody Kirby, the recruiting yogini, writes in, "I'm struggling. I'm a consultant managing multiple Google and Office 365 accounts. I'm making it work, and yet there's got to be an elegant solution. Help! Namaste." Jody, when you want elegance, the place to turn is, of course, England, because they have delightful accents and castles, and of course, the Buckingham Palace Guards. Fortunately, we're in luck. Grandma Cuddles Daycare Center is welcoming Claire, their newest employee. She's come over from England where she claims that she was a landscape architect. She was known for designing parks and charming little lanes in the English countryside. Whether it's a riverbank that resists global warming, or an innocent little park that corrals zombies into dead-end paths and, well, neutralizes them, Claire is up to any challenge at all, and best of all, Claire just loves little children.
I do, especially with chocolate sauce. That's how I got my nickname, Chocolatey Claire.
Oh my, Chocolatey Claire has quite a sense of humor. She's coming on board to be the Director of Procurement.
I'm looking forward to the job. It's right up my alley, literally. The Pied Piper of Cuddles is how I like to think of it.
Cuddles plans to have Claire design a pleasant garden for the kids to play in. It will, of course, be bordered by Audrey 2s, so the little tykes don't accidentally wander astray. And if one does, there won't even be any evidence.
Audrey 2s are an attractive yet functional addition to any landscape.
Email accounts propagate. Claire's first task, of course, is to get all of her tech set up. She's at the center of a vast web of communication because her work on global warming happens at claire@don'tfrytheworld.com. Her private clients email her as claire@shrubberythatslays.com. And of course, she's now claire@grandmacuddles.com. Oh, it's a mess. Every day she has to remember to check 3 email accounts and things fall through the cracks on a regular basis. Oh, the human race uses too many email systems. Too many. They have different capabilities and they don't necessarily all play nice with each other. So we're going to get Claire sorted by using one of 2 solutions that should work for pretty much all email systems. First of all, understand that your email client can help manage multiple email accounts. The program that you run to read your email, that's called your email client. So if you use Apple Mail or Microsoft Outlook or Outlook.com or Gmail, those are all email clients. Your actual email comes in to a central server, and then your email client fetches it from the server, displays it, and lets you send outgoing email. You can use several different email clients with a single server. And if you have email that comes into a Gmail account, you could read and reply from that same account in Gmail. You could also read and reply from that same account in Apple Mail or from Outlook, etc., etc. And messages that you move or read or delete or reply to in one of your email clients will show up with those same changes when you access that same email account with another client. Method number 1, check many inboxes. Most email clients can check many inboxes. That way, you choose which inbox you want to view. And then when you respond to a message from a particular inbox, that's the address that your response is listed as coming from. So Claire can configure Apple Mail to check all 3 of her accounts. When claire@shrubberythatslays.com gets a message from her supplier saying that her 6-foot-tall experimental Venus flytraps have come in, it shows up in her Shrubbery That Slays inbox inside of Apple Mail, because Apple Mail is her email client. When she clicks reply, the reply she's sending comes from claire@shrubberythatslays.com. When she gets a message to claire@don'tfrytheworld.com, that's a separate inbox and her replies come from that email address. When Claire is saving the world, she goes to her don'tfrytheworld.com inbox. And then when she's procuring young new recruits for Grandma Cuddles, she goes to her GrandmaCuddles.com inbox. And when she's planting a hillside that can swallow human traffickers in a single gulp, well, really several gulps, her Venus flytraps aren't that big, she goes to her shrubberythatslays.com inbox. She can also go to all inboxes, at least in Apple Mail, and see a view that has all of the messages from all of her inboxes. Then when she opens and responds to a message, her response comes from whichever address that particular message's inbox corresponds to. So if she responds to a message from Shrubbery That Slays, it will come from Shrubbery That Slays. And if she responds to a message that comes in to Grandma Cuddles, it will come from her Grandma Cuddles email address. Each email client sets up multiple inboxes differently. Oh boy. To find out how your email client can handle multiple accounts, Google the phrase multiple email accounts in, and then the name of the program that you use to read mail. So, for example, multiple email accounts in Outlook, or multiple email accounts in Gmail, or multiple email accounts in Apple Mail. And at the end of this episode, I'll quickly run through how to set up multiple email accounts in Gmail, Apple Mail, and iOS, which is the iPhone or iPad operating system. Microsoft Outlook, which is really, really common. It's also a horror show. There are a dozen different versions. They run on different platforms, and all of them are different. So you'll have to consult your help file to find out how to set up for your particular version. And you may also have to set up multiple profiles. Each profile corresponds to a single email account. And then when you start Outlook, you choose which profile you want to use, and everything you do during that session relates solely to that profile. Method number two is a bit different, but it works in more setups than method number one. So method number two is to create one central email inbox and forward all of your email from all of your inboxes to that one inbox. And then you read and reply from that one inbox. However, you configure your email client so that when you send a reply or so when you send an outgoing message, you can have the from address of that message be any one of your many other email addresses. And then to the person who receives the message, it looks like it's coming from one particular account, even though you have one inbox where you handle, store, sort, and reply to everything. So first, get an email account that you will use as your unified inbox. You will never give anyone this email address directly, or at least I would always use a separate one that no one has directly. And then you set up all of your existing email accounts to forward to this one account. So, for example, Claire sets up her central inbox using fastmail.com at the email address destroyerofworlds@fastmail.com. That's cute, I guess. She then sets all of her other accounts to forward incoming mail to her fastmail.com account. Her email client only needs to check mail from the single destroyerofworlds@fastmail.com account to get all of her mail, because all of her mail will be forwarded into that one account. Now, how do you set up forwarding? Like all things tech, it depends. Generally, your email server, or if you have your own domain, your domain registrar, gives you a way to set up forwarding. So Google how to forward email in, and then the name of your email service provider, or the name of your domain registrar, if you have your own domain. So for example, how to forward email in Namecheap, or how to forward email in GoDaddy, or how to forward email in Gmail, and then install the forwarding and forward all of your email to your unified inbox. So Claire discovers only one problem. When she replies to a message, her from field is filled in with claire@fastmail.com. And even though she's receiving her email from that single email account, she wants to be able to reply and send outgoing mail from any one of her addresses.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Be like Sybil. Use multiple personalities. Many email clients let you set up a custom from address, or many custom from addresses. When you compose an email, you can then use a drop-down menu to select which address to send from. In some email clients, these are called personalities. Some email clients just allow you to enter the alternate from addresses, and they don't really give them a special name. You can find out how to change the from address in your email client by Googling change from address in, and then the name of your email program. So, for example, change from address in Outlook, or change from address in Apple Mail, or change from address in iOS Mail. Looking at the cheery young faces being processed through Grandma Cuddles, the shady lanes, the happy, well-fed Audrey Twos, and the Defense Department contracts that are going to make her stock options worth millions, Claire realizes that this may be where she's meant to be. She decides to go all in and consolidate everything with the Cuddles empire. So she opts for Technique 2 and forwards all of her email accounts to claire@fastmail.com. And then she quickly configures her email clients to be able to send email from any of her addresses. And she tests it out by ordering a 55-gallon drum of chocolate sauce. She licks her lips in anticipation and settles in for a long and profitable career with Grandma.
My goodness, it's almost dinner time.
Having a director of procurement will help Grandma Cuddles sleep better at night. It's early in Claire's tenure, but if her ability to whip her email into shape is any indication, the Grandma Cuddles family is going to get a taste of Claire's sweet and oh-so-extreme powers of procurement. There are two ways to manage email accounts. Choose the one you like best. First is configuring the different email clients you use to check all of your email accounts, and you then switch to one email account, read and reply to messages in that account, and then switch to another. The other system is to forward all your incoming email to a single inbox and use email personalities to reply from that inbox with the from field changed to the appropriate email address. For instructions on how to set all of this up for a few standard email clients, you can view this episode's transcript at getitdoneguy.com/email setup. That's getitdoneguy.com/email setup, and I'll run through it here. So in iOS, which is iPhones, you can add email accounts to your client like this. Choose Settings, Passwords, and Accounts, Add Account. Now, multiple inboxes will show up in your Apple Mail folder hierarchy once you've added the information for your new mail account server, and one will show up for each one of your accounts. Same for the Drafts folder and the Sent folder and the Trash folder. You'll have a separate one for each account that you add. You can then use Settings Mail, scroll to the bottom of that screen, and choose which account you want as your default Send From account. So messages that don't have some other Send From specified, that will be the account that gets used. And if that account has multiple from addresses, you can choose the from address to use in the settings, passwords and accounts, and then the email account that you're doing the from accounts from, and then account, and then tap on email, and then choose the personality to use. Once again, to add the multiple from addresses, it's settings, then passwords and accounts, choose the account, choose the line that says email, and here you can add or remove from identities. In Apple Mail, here's how to check multiple email accounts. Choose menu item mail, preferences, and then click on accounts. Click on the plus sign in the lower left and fill in the server information for your new mail account. Now, multiple inboxes will show up in your Apple Mail folder hierarchy, one for each one of your accounts, same for draft, same for sent, same for trash. While you're looking at that account in the preferences screen, choose the composing tab, and inside the composing tab, look for the addressing section, and that will let you choose which email addresses to send new messages from. You can choose one specific account to be your outgoing account, or you can let Mail figure out which email address you'd like to use. And I find that it pretty often chooses the right one. So here's how to add multiple personalities. Remember, these are multiple from addresses to a single email account in Apple Mail. One, choose Mail Preferences Accounts. Two, set up the actual email account you're going to be using to send and receive email. Three, choose the Account Information tab. Four, where it says Email Address, choose Edit Email Addresses, which will be in the drop-down menu. And now you can add and remove email addresses, and all of those email addresses can be set as the from address when you're composing a message from this account. And a very important note, however, you can only create multiple personalities, which is the multiple from addresses, for non-iCloud accounts. You can't create multiple personalities for email addresses that end in iCloud.com or Mac.com or me.com. In Gmail, the way that you set up multiple email accounts in Gmail, go to the little gear icon in the upper right of your inbox and choose Gear Settings. Then choose the tab Accounts and Import, and in the section Check Mail from Other Accounts, click on Add a Mail Account and follow the prompts. To set up multiple personalities, which is multiple from accounts, or multiple from email addresses in Gmail, choose the same gear, settings, choose the tab, accounts and import. This time in the section send mail as, click add another email address and then follow the instructions. Click make default by the from address that you actually want to use as the default when you're sending outgoing email. It's very similar to adding a new account to check. It will let you change the from address on any email that you send from your Gmail account, but Gmail adds the twist that it will send the email from a given alternative personality by actually sending it through the personality's mail servers. So what that means is, even though you're sending through Gmail, if you are sending from claire@shrubberythatslays.com, Gmail will go out to the Shrubbery That Slays mail server and send anything that Claire sends from Shrubbery That Slays through the Shrubbery That Slays mail server. For Outlook, there are so many different varieties of Outlook that I can't give definitive instructions here. There's an Outlook for Windows, Outlook for Mac, and Outlook.com. There's like 10 different versions of each one. It's kind of ridiculous. Please check your Outlook documentation for how to check multiple email accounts and for how to send email from multiple email addresses within a single account. And again, you can Google the various how to send email from, how to change the from message, etc., etc. I wish it were easier, but they aren't that consistent. Once again, for these instructions in writing, you can also visit getitdoneguy.com/email setup, and it will take you to the transcript of this episode, which will outline all of the different things that I just rushed through verbally. I'm Steve Robbins. Follow Get It Done Guy on Twitter and Facebook. And if you're self-employed or a small business person, Get It Done Groups help you stay focused on what's important and develop the habits you need for consistent, successful progress. Stop procrastinating. Check out Get It Done Groups now. Learn more at steverrobbins.com. That's steverrobbins.com. Work less, do more, and have a great life.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.